This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اجعل صيامك يا من صمته راقي لكي يكون إلى يوم اللقاء باقي واحفظ واحرص على أجر ظفرت به يكون كالكحل محفوظا بأحداقي.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Fast and Curious, your Ramadan FAQs answered. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to be diving deep into a question that impacts the lives of many around us. The topic for today's episode is inhale the truth. Does your inhaler break your fast? Now, for those needing an inhaler, this question is not just medical. It is an emotional and spiritually charged one. So therefore, let us uncover the facts together in terms of understanding this issue. So during the month of Ramadan, fasting is a profound act of faith, a profound act of worship. It requires an individual to abstain from food, drink, and other specific acts from dawn until sunset. But now, what about our brothers and sisters who have to rely on inhalers for conditions like asthma? Does using an inhaler compromise their fast? To understand this issue properly, we need to first understand what an inhaler does, the mechanics of an inhaler. Inhalers deliver medication directly to the lungs to help manage conditions like asthma. Now, this is a crucial distinction. The medicine does not pass through the stomach, but goes directly to the lungs to provide relief. So scientifically, since the medication is in an aerosol form and targeted to the lungs, it does not enter the digestive tract. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is a key point, as fasting focuses on abstaining from substances that enter the stomach and nourish the body. So we have scholars who have deliberated on this matter, acknowledging the difference between sustenance that breaks the fast and medical necessity. So the view amongst many modern day scholars is that since inhalers are not a form of nourishment, and also because they are essential for health for people who have to manage conditions like asthma, their use does not break the fast, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. So from a medical standpoint, ensuring one's health is not compromised during fasting is paramount. The use of inhalers, especially for those with breathing conditions, it is about maintaining their well-being, not breaking the spiritual commitment of fasting. Unfortunately, many who use inhalers during the month of Ramadan might feel guilt or worry that, you know, they're compromising their fast, or they're not fully observing their fast. You know, they're not perhaps doing it the right way. It is important, my dear brother, my dear sister, to remember that Islam provides concessions for those in need. And preserving one's health is a priority that's deeply rooted in the deen, in the faith. So as we have explored today, the use of an inhaler during the month of Ramadan, by necessity, if you really need it, inshallah ta'ala, it is not considered to break your fast. It is a blend of medical necessity and spiritual understanding, ensuring that every individual has the means to observe Ramadan in good health and piety with taqwa. Remember, Fast and Curious, your Ramadan FAQs answered, is here to journey with you through these questions. I hope to try and take you through as many questions as possible, fostering understanding and compassion. So until next time, keep your faith strong, your intentions pure, with ikhlas, with sincerity, and your health safeguarded. I wish you a blessed Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.